Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He's so excited, as you and I are.
Oh, yes.
That fans are back at Barclays Center, only a couple hundred, but you all get your own couch. And, of course, the mecca that is Madison Square Garden. Sports has officially returned, and it only took 353 days.
Dude, I can't believe it, man. I really can't, because I remember, and I think all of us do in our own ways, the last time we were in one of those buildings. And little did any of us think that when we left that building, whether it's Madison Square Garden, the Knicks won that night. In a season in which they didn't win a lot of games, their last game at the Garden, they won against the Pistons. They were actually playing well before the shutdown occurred. Where if you left the Barclays Center, you never imagined it. You never imagined you'd go basically a year, some more, of walking back into that building. So even though it is a minor step, and it's only 2,000 at Madison Square Garden, today is like the rebirth of New York sports in many ways.
Not officially, though, I have to say.
Why?
Not until there's some Madison Square Garden popcorn being shoved down my gullet. And I don't know. I'd love to have faith in Tommy getting it done. He said he was talking to the Garden for me.
And you don't have faith in him?
I do have faith. This is a big test for Tommy, the producer. I have not seen him all day. I don't know where he's been. He blew off our pre-show meeting. And I'm just hoping that he comes through with that Madison Square Garden popcorn. Mm. Because that's what makes it official to me. And listen, I'm excited. As you know, you're excited. We're all excited. I was at Starbucks, and I don't normally go to Starbucks, but I didn't eat this morning. And I went into Starbucks. I had when I do go, I get one drink and only one drink. It's mocha mint, either frappuccino, it's warm outside, or I get the hot one. I don't know what you call it. But I always give you the biggest one you got. I don't know the names of this stuff. Put 9 pumps of mint in there. Put 7 pumps of milk in there. No whipped cream. And let's roll, right?
Yeah.
And there was a guy working at Starbucks. Nice kid. And all the other guys that work there are like, yo, my man, have fun at tonight's game.
Wow.
He goes, I can't wait. Haven't been in the Garden in over a year. And I said, you going to the Knick game tonight? Goes, yeah. I go, it's like you won the golden ticket.
It really is.
For the 2,000 of you that are going to the Knicks, for the 300, I'll be fair, that are going to Barclays Center, you now know what it feels like to be Charlie Buckets, to be Augustus Gloop, to be Violet Beauregard, to be Mikey TV. You understand what I'm getting at? You have won the golden ticket. And I'm envious. I'm not going to lie. I'm envious that you'll be in the building. Of course, we're going to drive home and we'll watch it on TV tonight, both games. But I'm envious. And if you are one of those lucky people going to the game, would you please do the rest of us a solid today? Throughout the course of the 5 hours, I want you to gloat. I want you to tell us how excited you are, what you're looking forward to, how you're getting to the respective games tonight, where you're going to park. Are you taking the subway? I want to live it. Mm. I want to feel it. I want to understand through you, vicariously through you, going back to watching sports in New York.
And you know what I wonder about? Because I know this is how I would feel. And I understand I'm a little weird, and I come in days after games that my team played, and it kind of alters my mood. If I was walking into Madison Square Garden or the Barclays Center tonight, I need a freaking victory. I do.
Well,
you need
popcorn.
Well, okay. You get your popcorn.
That's all you need.
I need to inject a W into my veins. And for both teams in different ways. for the Knicks, if you are a Knicks fan, welcome back to Madison Square Garden. You actually have a basketball team. Like, let's say.
Chance to be 500.
Well, a chance to be 500, a chance to win in front of your fans. You haven't played any games at the Garden in front of fans. You got a chance to stick it to the guy that almost was in Steph Curry. Tonight is one of those games where you want it more. And I got to tell you, personally, my basketball team had a kick-ass West Coast trip. They are known to not show up sometimes against opponents that aren't any good. If I was one of the lucky 300 people in Brooklyn,
yeah,
I'd have that same attitude. Like, hey, you guys better kick their damn asses.
Yeah, you make a good point. I'm going to flip it back to the Knicks for a second. You're playing against a playoff team tonight.
Yeah.
You're playing against a team that's a legitimate playoff team. I'm not saying they're going to win, but they're a playoff team. In your building, fans in the seats for the first time. To the Knicks' credit, the New York Knicks have beaten legitimate playoff teams. No question about it. Going all the way back to that great win we against the Milwaukee Bucks the first time they played them. So tonight is big.
Yes.
You're right. Tonight, because tonight represents the future. Mm. And the future, sir, is very, very bright. Now, we do have a question that we're going to need help with. I like to view the Carton and Roberts program as sleuths. You know what sleuth is?
Yes.
It's a tough word to say. Try saying it.
Sleuth.
I can't say it without spitting all over myself.
Sleuth.
Sleuth. We are sleuths. And while it's, I don't think it's got anything to do with New York, it very well could. J.J. Watt put out a tweet that I'm trying to figure out what the hell he meant. Normally, I'm really good at riddles like that.
Yeah, you've shown that.
I'm like a riddle, like, I don't toot my own horn much, but I'm great at riddles. I'm your riddle guy if you need a riddle solved, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out the reference he put out there to mitochondria.
Now, mitochondria, isn't that like the bacteria that's really strong or something?
No, I'm way off on that? Yes.
Dude, I did awful in science. Awful.
Mitochondria are known as the powerhouse of the individual cell.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
The mitochondria, I'm going to give it to you in layman's terms, powers the cell.
Right.
It's the fuel of all the things that make up your body, that make up everything in the universe. Mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it maybe was an anagram. I started messing around with letters. Couldn't come up with anything good. Then I thought maybe, all right, powerhouse of the cell. I was thinking, does that make any sense? And for the life of me, I'm not going to lie to you, I am stumped. I cannot figure out if that is a clue to what team J.J. Watt thinks he's going to be playing for. I can't even believe that there's a guy in the NFL not named Ryan Fitzpatrick because he went to Harvard who even knows what a mitochondria is. So I'm shocked that a football player, because most of them are dingbats, right? Just teasing. He knows what a mitochondria is.
Right.
I can't figure it out for the life of me.
Well, what did he specifically say in the tweet? He said, what, I'm a mitochondria? Or mitochondrias are blank? Like, how did he place it? Because I think that's a big part of trying to decipher what he actually meant with it.
Here's what he said.
Yeah.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
That's it.
Now, by definition, that's right.
So he's just giving us science definition?
It's like me. It's like you and I putting out, the earth revolves around the sun.
Right.
A factual statement with no context whatsoever.
Right.
I can't figure it out.
Have you counted the amount of letters in mitochondria?
Dude, I'm still counting the 33 on the bottle of Rolling Rock trying to figure out what the hell that means. So I have no idea what it means. And I'm hoping someone can, a lot smarter than us, like one of you NYU professors who's not really working right now. Maybe you're out there at, I don't know, Barnard College, Columbia. Maybe you could help us out because I can't figure it out.
I saw one guy say, and his Twitter account is he's an unbiased Bills fan, that the Mitochondria Research Center is located in Buffalo.
Okay.
So maybe that's his creative way of expressing that he's taking his talents to West New York.
I can't wait till he finally reveals it and someone says, can you walk us through
the mitochondria
reference? I can't wait for that. And then the third thing Listen, Steve Cohen's back on Twitter.
How about that?
Not sure if that means anything to anybody.
Did he come back and start following you, by the way? Did you check that?
I have to check.
You didn't check that?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I don't think he's following me just yet.
I figured upon his return, he'd make some adjustments, including, hey, I follow Evan. Let me see if I can follow Craig.
You know, it's funny you mention that. That was on my mind.
Then why didn't you check?
Well, I sent him a direct message instead. I wrote to him, are you going to start following me now? But I've not heard back yet. You would think that, you know, he'd be like the new and improved Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
Now, word on the street is that Fred Wilpon may have gone out to Mets camp yesterday to just kind of say, hey, guys, kind of last hurrah. For those of you, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to, kind of like that type of trip. I'm not saying that's accurate. I've had a few people email me about that saying, if Fred Wilpon went there to be respectful to Met players he hasn't seen, Met employees maybe he hasn't seen, do you think you owe him an apology? So I want to be clear about that.
So are you going to apologize?
I want to just be clear about that.
Wait, clear about what? Are you apologizing?
I want to be clear as to whether or not I believe I owe Fred Wilpon an apology
right?
for saying that he represents a plague.
Mm-hmm.
And like most plagues, we want to be rid of the plague.
Sure.
That Met fans, as much as they might respect Fred Wilpon, the human being, do not want Fred Wilpon or anybody with the last name Wilpon anywhere near their baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
So a very nice man sent me an email saying that it's his understanding, I don't know who the guy is or how he has an understanding, that Fred was merely going there to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time. Met employees that work at Port St. Lucie.
But he doesn't need to say goodbye because he owns 5% of the team.
So I want to be very clear about this. Do I feel as though I owe Fred Wilpon, the owner of the Mets, an apology for suggesting that we should rid the franchise of the plague that is the Wilpon name?
Right.
I do not. So I want to be thoughtful about it.
I was very thoughtful about it.
I respect. And I was introspective on this one.
But
I took a few minutes out of my day
right.
to consider if maybe we were too harsh yesterday. And I decided unequivocally, no.
Hmm.
That's what I decided. Yes.
But you gave it thought.
I think it's only appropriate that if a listener takes the time to send us an email,
right.
that we should at least take the time to respond and be thoughtful to the request. The request was apologize to Fred Wilpon. My response is no.
You know, it's funny. When I put up and you put up some of the videos from our show, sometimes I'll actually listen to them. You are a big fan of listening, kind of learning from our show. I like this. I didn't like this.
Yeah.
I've started to listen to the clip. So I listened to our Wilpon discussion, and I was thoughtful. And I was trying to think, like, maybe I was too soft on Fred and too hard on Jeff, because Jeff Wilpon has been the problem with the New York Mets for a decade, period.
I don't think you were too hard on Jeff. I think you're too soft on his pops.
Yeah, so I thought about it, and I did give that internal thought, and I come to this conclusion.
All right.
Jeff Wilpon still is the problem.
Okay, well,
Fred Wilpon was not as big of a problem as Jeff, and so if Jeff shows up to Port St. Lucie, Florida, not that I would freak out. I don't know if I would, but I would be more concerned about that than Fred. Because, listen, over the last decade, who has screwed up the New York Mets?
Well,
the answer's simple.
The
you want
Wilpons.
An answer for you?
Yes.
Jeff Wilpon,
the
de facto general manager of the New York Mets. But you know what? Steve Cohen's back on Twitter.
Back on Twitter.
Frankie
Not
Lindor,
fighting with anyone over stocks.
Frankie Lindor has beautiful blue hair and is talking about changing the game of baseball. And Jacob DeGrom threw a very sexy bullpen session the other day, was throwing live batting practice, and you hear that beautiful sound coming from Florida that gets me very excited, that little pop, you know? Like that pop.
Pop.
You hear it?
Pop.
The pop of the glove?
Yes.
The crack of the bat?
Yeah.
There is no better sound in the world than that sound. No better sound. This is for Yankee fans and Met fans. So right now, as I'm digesting the fact that baseball is back, don't ruin it with images
of Fred Wilpon showing up and destroying what they've accomplished during this offseason.
So you're finally in lockstep with me. No. Fred Wilpon should have done what he wanted to do privately. No one should know that he went to the facility, and that's it. But the big story out of the gate today, and we want you to share your enthusiasm with us, 877-337-6666. It's on like Donkey Kong tonight. 2,000 people at Madison Square Garden, 300 people at Barclays Center. Sports is back. Now, where's Tommy, Big Mac? Is he here or no? I don't see him.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go look for him.
I do not see him. I still don't see him.
It's very rare that he's not even here for the start of the show.
I do not see Tommy at all, and Tommy's in a tough spot today. He had one very important job today, to make the sports return to Madison Square Garden complete with a box for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe the goal was five boxes of Madison Square Garden popcorn, the greatest popcorn ever made in any arena in America.
Do you believe he will show up with garden popcorn?
Well, he's not here.
Do you believe by the end of this show?
Of the show doesn't count.
So what is it, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, no, 2:30.
2:30.
The show started 18 minutes ago.
Craig,
I have no popcorn in front of me.
I want you to look into my eyes when I say this.
Yeah.
Do you trust me?
I do.
Do you love me?
That's it. Come on.
No.
We're men.
Do you love me?
We're men. What are we doing?
I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm not. What are we doing?
That's awkward.
I got to hug you and not give you 2 pounds on the back. What do you want?
I take care of you. So, ladies and gentlemen, for my friend and partner, Craig Carton, if Tommy Lugauer doesn't come through, I will.
What is that?
It's a box of Brooklyn Nets Barclays Center popcorn.
Don't put it anywhere near me.
Get that back.
I don't want it.
That popcorn
doesn't come anywhere near my seat.
I brought you popcorn.
I'm not taking it.
From the team that is destined for the NBA
Finals.
I'm
sorry, that popcorn is like cyanide. Keep that popcorn away from my area.
You don't want this popcorn?
I do not want that popcorn.
You don't want the taste of winning?
Nope.
The taste of being over 500?
No.
The taste of 3 elite level all-stars?
I think it's very clever.
Look at this box.
I think it's very clever.
What's clever?
But no. That's not official garden popcorn.
For everybody listening, I brought my partner with the Brooklyn Net logo, Brooklyn Nets popcorn.
I don't want it.
Because you wanted popcorn.
I want garden popcorn.
And I wanted you to not be disappointed by Loogie. So look what I did for you. And you swatted away. I'm going to throw it to you one more time.
It's going to get swatted back again.
Take the damn popcorn.
Swat.
Why do you keep swatting?
Right into Lincoln's face. Swat. Throw it again. See what happens.
Why don't you want
throw it? Throw the popcorn at me again.
I mean, you're abusing the Brooklyn Nets popcorn.
Throw the popcorn. Swat.
Oh, I caught it.
Throw the net popcorn at me again. Feel free. One more time.
Craig, there's popcorn in here.
I'm not eating it.
Do you want me to open it?
That's poison popcorn.
How is it poison?
It's Nets popcorn.
Winning poisons, you know?
I will only eat Madison Square Garden, New York Knicks popcorn.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. So do you want me to eat the popcorn?
If you want popcorn, eat it, because I'm not sharing my garden popcorn with you.
Wow. You don't want this?
Throw it at me again.
I'm throwing it at you again.
Bang. Jeez. Do I want it? No. That popcorn doesn't come within 3 feet of my circle.
You know what? Very unappreciative bastard you are.
Called being loyal.
Being loyal? It's
loyalty.
Popcorn. Remember what's in here.
Yeah.
Succulent.
I love popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
And I hear in Brooklyn they put a lot of butter on that bad boy. Straight from India, where they produce the
most
butter
India.
In the entire world.
Indian popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay. No, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you want
no,
some
thank
of
you.
This?
I do not.
Do you want me to open the box and show you
free,
a kernel?
My friend.
Let's
feel
open
free.
This bad boy up. Well, they locked it in pretty good.
I bet they did.
Look at that.
Look how fugazi that is.
What do you mean fugazi? Why? Because it's in a plastic.
Popcorn inside a plastic bag inside a box.
That's a novelty item. That's
called
not even...
send that to your relatives in Nebraska. I got you a Christmas gift. Authentic Nets garbage. That's all that is.
Now you want
that, by the way, that is a crime right there. That is such a crime that they put popcorn inside a bag.
Now do you want the reality of where I got this popcorn from?
I don't even want
you
this
don't
story.
Want to know.
I'd rather just think the Nets sent it to you thinking there was a way to woo me into eating Nets popcorn. Sorry, I'm
why
a Nick guy.
Why don't you look at it as, fine, you can look at it that way, but why don't you look at it as, hey, your partner was saying, I know my fat partner loves popcorn and loves to shove his face. I'm looking out for you instead of being so unappreciative about it.
Yeah, sorry. Because you know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You know what you're doing.
I'm going to keep this right here so you could stare at my Brooklyn Nets popcorn.
I would tell you to eat it, but it's in a bag. Yeah. 877-337-6666. Tommy's got 7 minutes to produce garden popcorn, or we're looking for a new producer. I think that's where we're
at. If he doesn't produce garden popcorn and you start to get hungry, you won't try one of these?
I'll get garden popcorn myself. I have lots of friends that work at the garden. I love the people at the garden. I have a great relationship still with MSG. And it'll take me off 25 minutes to have a friend of mine at the garden hop in an Uber, drive down to Tribeca, and bring me 5 boxes of popcorn to the front door. But I trusted my producer. I trusted your producer. I trusted Tommy that he'd have popcorn for us from Madison Square Garden, of which, by the way, you're now not getting any.
Why is that? Because I offered you Brooklyn Nets popcorn?
Because you toxified the studio with that crap.
Toxified? What are you talking about?
That's what you do.
I offered you something sweet from the bottom of my heart. I didn't have to do that. I could have kept all this popcorn for myself.
I wish you
would.
But
I said, Craig loves to eat, all right?
Yeah.
So let me give him some popcorn, especially if our producer doesn't come through.
I'm being told that mitochondria means Tampa Bay.
No idea why.
We'll get into it. You know the phone numbers. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, and we look forward to spending the next 5 hours with you. You got nowhere else to be anyway, so we appreciate you joining us all the way through it. Your call's right after this.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
It is now officially on the Carton and Roberts WFAN clock, 2:30. Mm. Tommy, I see him now physically, but I do not see popcorn in his hands. What am I supposed to do?
Eat the Nets popcorn.
I will never eat Nets popcorn. So you can tell that that's a non-starter.
All right.
That's a non-starter. The only thing I'll overeat there is if they give me a concession stand again, and I'm in charge of what the food is like I was the first time. Tommy, anything you'd like to say for yourself now that it's 2:31 and your deadline has passed?
Oh. Look at that. He's got it. He came through.
Hold on. Stop right there. He has come through with the New York Forever brand new.
Yes.
Brand new popcorn box. My man has done it.
A picture of a kid wearing an RJ Barrett jersey.
Let me see
front.
If the garden popcorn. Well done, Thomas. Comes in a bag like that garbage you just tried to pawn off on me. No, it does not. You know why?
It's fresh.
Because this is fresh at Madison Square Garden Nick popcorn. Mm. Oh, now it's official. I apologize for eating on air. I promised I wouldn't do it. But play some music real quick, Big Mac.
Eating popcorn
play
music?
Go New York, go New York, go.
Oh, God, don't play that.
Oh, yeah.
Song from 30 years ago. A relic of the past.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
As good as I remember.
Really?
Now, it has been 300. All right, don't play it now. It has been 353 days since the Knicks played at the Garden with fans.
Detroit Pistons on a Sunday night.
For me, it's been a lot longer than that because of my self-inflicted stupidity. I have not been in the Garden in years now. But this Garden popcorn is like my childhood just came rushing back into my taste buds and down my throat.
They're falling all over your face.
Oh, I'm so happy.
The kernels are everywhere.
Now it's official. Tommy keeps his job as producer. What's the other box
for? Now, where's my box? That box is for me.
Oh, no.
Why can't I get a box?
No.
What are you doing?
No.
What do you mean, no?
You don't get a box.
Why? I've been nothing but nice to the
garbage Nets popcorn. You're not eating this.
I want the Knicks popcorn. I want
you're
the
not getting Knicks popcorn.
I go to the garden. No. I support. I pay money. And every time I go to the garden, I pay money. It's not like I'm getting free tickets or getting credentials. I give the garden money. I appreciate their popcorn.
I do what love you. You're my partner.
Yeah?
No.
Why?
Your fat fingers aren't touching my Nick popcorn.
Why? Because you're jealous?
No. Sacrilegious.
Just because we have a better team doesn't mean you can't share your popcorn.
I apologize. Eat your garbage Nets popcorn right there on behalf of all Knick fans. And I think they'll all appreciate what I'm doing. You could even start one of those dopey Twitter polls if you want. I can't allow your fingers to touch official Madison Square Garden New York Knick popcorn.
Well,
I won't allow it. I'm sorry, Evan. I love you. I won't allow it.
If I put out a Twitter poll and we had a Dewey defeats Truman moment where you're wrong and Truman does defeat Dewey, would you then share the popcorn?
No.
You wouldn't listen to the people's will? There's so many more Knick fans than Net fans, you'd think I would lose in a landslide.
Good, put the poll up.
And what happens when I win?
You're never going to touch this popcorn.
So if I win, you will ignore the will of the
people?
You
have no chance of winning. None whatsoever.
If I win, you give me my Knick box.
Excuse me?
If I win, you give me my Knicks box.
If you win, I'll give you a handful of popcorn.
A handful?
That's all you deserve. You're a Nets fan. You have your little prepackaged, embarrassing net popcorn right there. I've got the greatest popcorn in the world. And Tommy, great job. And to our friends at Madison Square Garden, who obviously this would not have happened without their willingness to do it, thank you so, so much. If I have to thank you, I don't know all the names involved. So if there's a first name only, Tommy, that made this happen, please let us know. I want to thank the person in charge. All right?
That's a great job by the Garden. It's appreciated, even if Craig is being, super selfish and keeping a box of popcorn away from me.
Sorry, but you are missing jealous. Out. Why don't you eat your little pre-bagged
popcorn? I don't want my pre-bagged popcorn anymore. I want the Knicks popcorn.
I bet you do.
Fresh. It's in a nice box. It's not pre-packaged.
Yo, Big Mac, are you a Knicks fan?
I am.
You want some popcorn?
Oh, sure.
Oh, now you're just going to taunt me with this?
I think Tommy got me a box, so.
He did?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. All right. Good. Great. We have an extra box now here anyway.
There you go. That's a nice box, too.
It's a very pretty box. Very pretty.
Real quick.
Yes.
Mitochondria.
Yes.
Why is mitochondria a hint, all right, as to where he might be going? All right. Now, some people believe because it's the powerhouse of the cell, he's going to an NFL powerhouse.
Kansas City,
Tampa Bay, Green Bay.
Right.
All right. Another person just sent me a note saying it means he's going back to Wisconsin because the mitochondrial cells are used in DNA. What is his DNA? Wisconsin, where he went to college.
Right.
What team's in Wisconsin?
The Green Bay Packers.
So that would cover two parts of it. They're a powerhouse team having gone to back-to-back NFC Championship games, and it represents his DNA as a football player.
Right.
That's very well thought.
Very much so.
Way beyond the scope of my riddle.
Do you know how to spell mitochondria?
I do. You want to test me on that?
I mean, if you can't spell it, you can't use it, so big moment for
you. You're going to lose on this one.
Look, I'm not losing. I'm just challenging you. It's not a win or loss.
mitochondria.
Nice.
Mitochondria.
Nailed
Bring the noise.
It. Nailed
that,
it.
That's right. Here's Mike and Scotch Plains on the Fan. Michael, good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, Craigie?
What's good with you, Bo?
None much. What's up, Evan?
How are you, sir?
Good. So I jumped in late on the conversation, but I heard you mention what is the 33 on the Rolling Rock for?
Yeah, I've heard two different things. I've heard it's the number of words or letters or something on the bottle, but I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, so that what I read it in this this great publishing they used to put out. I don't even know if they still make it, Maxim magazine in the early 2000s. So basically, what it said is that if you read the bottle from top to bottom.
Like God, hey, Mike, go quick, Mike. I got breaking news here. I got to bring to you. Go ahead.
So basically, it was a proofreader. All the words on that side of the bottle, from top to bottom, and they put it in quotes at the bottom, 33 words, and it wasn't supposed to get printed, and that's
got you, Mike. I appreciate that. We've just been handed this note from Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Earlier this morning at approximately 7:12 a.m., sheriff officers responded to a single vehicle rollover traffic collision on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes. I have no idea where that is. The vehicle was traveling northbound when it crashed. The vehicle sustained major damage. The driver and sole occupant of the vehicle was Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was extricated from the wreck using the jaws of life. You know what that is, Evan, or no?
No, what is that?
So the jaws of life are when you're in when a car's in a terrible accident and the sides and top are kind of crushed in where they can't manually open the door.
Right.
They bring in this hydraulic machine, which they call the jaws of life, which literally separates the metal and rips it from the car.
Jeez.
So that paramedics
and
responders can extricate people from the car. He was transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. No report at this minute on what the injuries were. But Tiger Woods in a serious major car accident early this morning.
Crazy.
Now, probably not going to play that Are we going to start guessing on that one yet?
No.
Probably not.
No.
We've all seen the under the influence stop from a couple years back in Florida, right?
Yeah.
When he was on pills. But who knows what caused this crash.
Right now, the key is he all right? I mean, he's been rushed to the hospital, and you mentioned how they had to rescue him from that car. Obviously, it was an insane kind of crash. So hopefully he's okay and he's going to be able to survive this.
Yeah, it was a rollover collision, and they say there was major damage to the car.
Right.
He did suffer injuries.
Right, but they're not saying what kind of injuries.
They do not talk yet about what the injuries are.
That's why it's going to lead to all of us sitting here speculating how serious it is. Obviously, it sounds serious because of what they needed to do to get him out of the car. But
you know, he
scary
just
stuff.
Did an interview with Jim Nantz yesterday, maybe?
Yeah.
About he had surgery again, I think back surgery again, and whether or not he was going to miss the Masters.
Right, right, right.
Because I know that came up, and I think he was kind of non-committal on it.
Yeah.
I always wonder, what are you doing at 7 o'clock in the morning? Because he doesn't live out there. So I know there was just a golf tournament at his place, the Riviera, which I believe is out there. But
it was 7 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but
getting bagels.
Unless you're taking your kids to school or, making the bagel run.
Yeah.
If you're a billionaire or near billionaire, are you driving by yourself at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Where does Tiger live?
He lives in Florida.
Oh, he lives in
Jupiter, Florida?
Gotcha.
Now, does he have a house in California? He certainly could.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
I know. I think the Riviera is his tournament, too, I think. So we'd have to have a golf fan talk about that.
You just hope he's all right. I mean, because there's no update other than the fact that his car suffered major, major damage and what they needed to do to get him out of it. But who knows how serious it is?
Yeah. So accident happened before that, obviously, because they were only called to the accident at 7:12.
Right.
So, and it sounds like, I'm just reading. I don't know these roads. Maybe you guys can look it up. Hawthorne Boulevard, Black Horse Road.
Yeah.
Horse Road. The only reason I say that is that sounds like it's local roads. It doesn't sound like it's on a highway.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, where people would have seen it and immediately called 911.
Yeah, so
I don't know the answer.
He was in California for a 2-day content shoot with Golf Digest and Golf TV after serving as the host for the PGA Tour's Genesis Invitational over the weekend.
Right.
Pictures surfaced on social media of Woods smiling with Dee Wade and David Spade at Rolling Hills Country Club on Monday, but his movement was still restricted. He did not hit balls or play any holes. So he has been out there for a couple of days for an event like you were talking about.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll obviously, as news breaks on this and we get more information, we'll bring it to you. And, the reason I even brought up the first place, the first thing when I start reading accident and I kind of saw his name, I hate to say this, the first thing I thought of was Kobe Bryant. Thing that hit my mind.
Because there's a few reasons for it. Iconic superstar, you hear, you have uncertainty about what's going on. L.A., there's so many connections that makes your heart sink. And now we're all basically going to sit there, and we'll do it for you if you're listening, refreshing Twitter to get updates. That's essentially what it comes down to now.
Here's Liam in Yorktown. Liam, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Really love your show. But this Tiger Woods thing is crazy. Just a week ago, he was on interviewing with Jim Nantz, and he looked really sort of stoned on the interview. He's talking about recovering from his surgery. He's definitely on pain meds.
Well, I don't say that. I don't know that.
Well,
I know he had back surgery. There was a question if he'd be ready for the Masters, which is still a couple months away. I didn't see the interview. I've read excerpts of it. But
I just know the movie just came out about his life, and it sort of glamorizes his whole, cult of personality. He's obviously a great golfer, but I just think, his situation might be a little bit more serious.
Yeah, but you know what? There's different steps.
It might be.
First step right now is him being okay. Before we get into what happened, what was he up doing, was he doing that, before any of that is answered or even questioned in my mind, it's, okay, how is he? Is he going to be okay? Is he going to survive it? How serious is it? And at this moment, we have none of those. The only thing we have, and this is what makes it scary, is what you said describing, which I didn't know that much about, the jaws of life tools that they use to get someone out of a crash like that. So we know he was involved in a bad, bad car crash. We know that.
Yes.
Everything else is a question. So before jumping to any kind of conclusions, let's start with, is he all right?
I do think that's what every single one of us thought first, though, because we've seen the traffic stop when he thought he was in a different state.
Yeah.
He had no idea he was in Florida.
But that doesn't mean
and was on his prescription pills at the time. I know he went to rehab for it. You know, and he's had his other problems. But yeah, like 7 o'clock in the morning, yes, it's not 4 o'clock in the morning. Totally different deal. It's also, according to the reports we have in front of us, a single car accident.
Yeah, there is now a picture that's come out from all the right. local news of the car. And it's off kind of near a bunch of trees off of the road. It's tough to tell, but it's, you know, it's on its side. And it looks like it's incredibly damaged. And like you said, it's the only car. It's a right. single car crash. So, yeah, it's just kind of laying there. But that was just tweeted out, a picture from the news locally, I think on an ABC affiliate out in California.
I don't see that.
I'll send
I wonder why I don't see that. How are you going to send it to me?
I text you stuff.
You're going to text me? Like, it's so funny to me. I say this to my kids all the time.
What's wrong?
You're sitting like 3 feet away from each other.
I don't want
to Why
get
can't
up?
You talk to each other?
I'm not talking to him. I'm sending you a picture.
Well, why can't you just show me the
you
picture?
Want me to, okay, I'll stand up.
Yeah, like it's a portable device you got.
Look, there it is.
Well, that's I just got.
You got the text. All right.
Well, I just got a text.
Yeah, from me. I can't believe you're bitching about me sending you a picture text.
I don't know why you just can't show me the damn thing.
Because don't you want it on your thing as opposed to me holding up my tablet to say, see, look?
Yeah, that car rolled over, looks maybe multiple times.
Yeah.
And is on its side.
And it's the only car there, like you said. So
what kind
it's
of car
single...
do you think that is?
It's tough to tell, man.
Like, if you're Tiger Woods, you got to be driving, like, a Benzo, no?
It's a rental.
You think, no, there's no way. Tiger Woods is going up to National Car Rental.
Hold on.
He's flying private, and then we're going to Avis.
So where's he getting his car from?
He's got private cars all over the place. I don't know.
No. Further answer that.
Yeah.
He went to California. He lives in Florida. How's he driving around?
He's got cars in Florida and California.
So he just has a car. He has a California car that's parked somewhere?
If you own your own private jet,
right?
When you get to the private airport, they don't put you in an Uber to the Avis car rental
desk.
Well,
doesn't someone usually drive you?
Someone's either driving you,
so he wasn't
or there's a car that's been ordered for you that meets you on the runway.
Okay, so he was driving himself, first of all.
According to this story, yes, he's the lone occupant in the car.
Right.
Yes, that is correct.
It's horrifying looking at this picture, man.
Yeah.
I got a close up. You want me to? Oh, you know what?
But
it
ain't Avis.
If you don't like text, I'll hand it to
wow,
you.
Wow, look at that. Let me see. Hand
now
it
he
to
wants
me.
My, now he wants
well, because you have a nice big screen. I have my little phone here. I do need a new phone. How come we don't have a cellular phone deal?
Take the iPad.
Oh, sorry.
There's a logo on the door. It looks like a rental, obviously.
No, you know what that is?
Oh, interesting.
I think that might be, that looks like the Chrysler logo. It's not a fancy schmancy car,
because he rented a car.
There's no way Tiger Woods rented a car. You're nuts.
Even on small things like this, you just can't say, yeah,
if
you know what, Evan, I think you're
half
right.
Half $1 billion.
That doesn't mean anything.
You ain't renting a car.
That doesn't mean anything. Yeah, you act like every millionaire acts the same way.
You think Steve Cohen goes to the airport and he rents a car from
you're
Avis?
You're stereotyping every millionaire and billionaire.
Or
you don't
budget.
Know. You don't know.
You think he prices it out on Travelocity?
I think there are some millionaires that they do. That say, hey, I remember when I didn't have a lot of money. I'm not going to kind of change my spending habits.
Not when it comes to their car, dude.
Well, what car is that then, Craig? What car is that?
It looks to me...
Like a what?
Like Big Mac makes a point on the passenger... What I'm assuming is the passenger door, because the car is mangled pretty good. And I do see the... what's that thing called?
Airbags.
Yeah, the airbag is clearly, come out.
So spit it out. What kind of car is that?
I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm guessing it's a Chrysler.
And it looks
Chrysler
like
Chrysler makes some nice cars, though.
It's a rental.
It is definitely not a rental.
Jesus.
You know the other weird thing they did? It looks like they took all of his luggage out of the car and placed it down next to the car. As I'm looking on your iPad.
All right, we got information from Salo, who's working at home for us. He
Salo,
never gives
updating
up.
From home. Hold
he
on.
Says,
before you do that. This CeeLo update made possible by Madison Square Garden Popcorn.
He says if you look at the car, it says Genesis Invitational on it. So it's from the golf event.
So it's an official car from the golf event.
Yes.
How does he see that? Your iPad sucks.
I'm just trusting CeeLo, man. Oh, now, you know what? He sent me another image. Now I got to hand you my phone.
Here.
He's going to take all of my electronics.
Take that back.
All right, take my phone.
You take that. I'll take this.
Take my phone.
That's the same picture.
Yeah, but look closer. You can see it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, what I thought was a Chrysler symbol is not.
It's the Genesis Invitational.
Now, I do have a little experience with this.
Can I have my phone back now, please?
One second.
Oh, my God.
When I was a kid, I used to valet park at Westchester Country Club. And they used to host the Buick Classic there. So all the players got complimentary cars while they were playing in the tournament. So the Genesis Invitational provided Tiger with this car.
We have an update.
It was not a rental.
We do have an update.
You ready to catch this?
Yeah, yeah, throw it to me.
Now, the phone throw is a very unique throw.
Okay.
There's a couple ways to properly throw the
phone. I got an update from Tiger Woods' agent. Which do you want
more? In a second.
Okay.
When you throw the phone, you can go frisbee throw.
Right.
Or you can go gentle palm up throw.
Frisbee it.
You want the frisbee throw?
Yeah, and make sure you're recording this.
That is a tougher phone to catch.
Let's TikTok the crap out of this one.
Now, I want to be clear. That is a much tougher catch for you.
Just shut up and throw the phone.
You want a frisbee style.
Just frisbee it, man.
Right. You're going to stand up for it?
Would you rather me sit or stand?
Well, if you sit, if you drop it, at least you have that big red chair to maybe cushion the blow.
All right.
You want it this way or this way?
Just frisbee it.
You sure?
Yes.
I would go the other way,
oh
but okay.
Oh, my God. Frisbee the throw.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
You don't like throw it so
no,
hard.
No, no. I would not do that. This is like a $1,000 phone, and you have a nice case on it.
Thank you.
As compared to my piece of crap, which is shattered. And, well, you know, in any event, here we go. You have an update from his agent?
Oh, my. I do, yeah.
After the throw.
Okay.
Here we go. Great throw.
Thank you. Nice almost hit the microphone.
Mark Steinberg is Tiger's longtime agent. What did he say?
Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery, and we thank you for your privacy and support.
Surgery.
Great news. Dude, it's
how is that great news?
Because I thought...
He might have like a compound fracture of his leg.
Because a lot of us, first reaction, I don't know if you felt this way, is that he could have died.
I thought he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you think, and I thought, and a lot of people probably listening are like, oh my God, like you even said, this is Kobe all over again. Of course you feel bad. He has leg injuries. It's not easy. That's better than being dead.
The Genesis is a Hyundai car, which I guess is the title sponsor of the Genesis Invitational.
Right.
And he's a brand ambassador. I thought he was with Cadillac.
Hmm.
Did he lose the Cadillac deal? Maybe he did. In any event, it's the Genesis GV80, which is the brand new luxury SUV. That's according to our Twitter experts. And God knows people on Twitter know everything.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.